time is 11:45. Amy, Catherine and Kate are a new girl band hailing from the north, hoping to take the music scene by storm. Here in the studio now are the Bonbons. Welcome, girls.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good, aren't we?
Yes.
Very good.
And I mean, I say you're new, but you've been going a while because you've been here before, haven't you? How long have you been going?
We have.
We've been going about 3 years, haven't we? Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah, together, yeah.
So, like, what happens? How did you all meet and set up? How did it start?
Well, we all went to a recording studio individually as solo artists to record some of our own, like, original material. And the idea was proposed to put a girl band together, so by the producer. So together we decided that it was a good idea, didn't we? And here we are.
And we still still stuck with him. Yeah, we can't get rid of Kate. We've not seen each other for a few weeks because Catherine's been on holiday and I've been on jury service, so it's nice to see you.
Really?
Well. You all still have to do jury service and stuff like that. So when you put together like that, does it happen like how you see it on the TV, in X Factor? Is that more or less how it is, but just less glamour, or...?
Obviously we had to get to know each other, didn't we?
Yeah, we wasn't put together. It was just like, look that we'd been in the studio, and they said, oh, your voices kind of go.
Yeah, he liked our individual sounds, and he thought together it could make something quite promising. So then, like I said, it took us a while to get to know each other, but we've worked hard. And
you didn't all have to stay in a house together then?
Oh no.
No.
What's your individual backgrounds? How did you all get to that point?
Me, I just wanted to record some, like I said, record some songs. I've been singing since I was about 19. I'm a bit of a late bloomer. About 18, 19, I started singing. Just wanted some tracks recording, to, you know, for promotion. Mm-hmm. And that's how it went.
Yeah, that was the same with me. I think it probably was with us all, wanted that we just wanted a bit of promotion so we could, you know, get more of our own work. But then this ended up happening and
here we are.
Yay.
So what kind of things have you been doing since you were in BCB last?
We've been doing a school tour, which went really well. We went like round schools in the Yorkshire area, in the Lancashire area. We did quite a lot of schools, didn't we? Yeah. And that ended on a really big one at Doncaster Dome with like 3,000 kids. So we really enjoyed that. And we've been doing a Pride tour as well. But we've been doing various other festivals, but we've done like a Pride tour. We've done Liverpool, Leeds, Hull, Pride, like all the big ones. So we really enjoyed that as well, didn't we?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah.
We've had a little bit of a break now, so we're just getting ready for the Christmas period and the bonfire.
I'm gonna say, it must be really tiring, actually, doing a 3-year stint of all that touring and stuff.
Yeah, well, we do have breaks, like we'll spend a few weeks on the album, so where we don't, not necessarily gig, and then we'll have bounce where we do loads and loads of gigs. Like, you've got, like, 5 in a weekend and you're like...
It's like a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
Over the summer, really, really busy, aren't we? But then, like, in between summer and winter, we do have a bit of a period where we work on the album, we rehearse, we promote.
And you are here promoting your new album. How long have you been working on it?
God, ages.
Probably... Yeah, just over a year or something, about 18 months, we've been putting this album together. But we're all really excited now because we've nearly seen the finished product. We've seen the photos and everything, the songs, obviously.
What's it called?
The album's called Shush.
So I hope that's not what people shout, is it?
This is a constant
fact. The message is like, we just want people to listen to the songs. I mean, because obviously, like anyone, you get judged just basically on people just look at you and judge you, but like to people to listen to our music. If they like it, then great. I mean, it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but you like
you're
it, you
happy
like it.
With it and you've worked on it.
Yeah,
when is it being launched?
It's been launched on Monday the 5th of November, which is this Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. And we're also doing a gig on Monday at Don Valley Stadium in Sheffield, which is the After Dark party in 2012, so we're really excited for that because it's supposed to be a really big audience.
It's supposed to be massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like really huge. And we set the album, Shush, will be on sale at this gig, or you can pick it up on our website, www.thebonbons.com.
Ooh. And there'll be lots of fireworks going off.
Yeah.
Good fireworks are always good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think, properly.
Do you think you can wangle it next year so that they can have fireworks that go up in the sky reading the bonbon?
That would be so cool.
As you're finishing your album.
Yeah. You should get her. Get that in. Start
a Twitter
campaign.
More diva-ish and ask for these things.
As my rider, I want my name up in fireworks.
All I'm hoping for is that I don't fall over in front of all them people.
Which is quite
normally happens.
Do you get nervous or all like that?
Not really. I've never really. Put me personally, I don't really get nervous with because there's other. The other two girls are here.
I think it's more excitement, and it makes you a bit more, like, jittery, doesn't
you get all the adrenaline, and you, I don't know, we kind of buzz, can't wait to get on there.
I must admit, Liverpool Pride was quite, there's quite a lot of people there, and I was sat, like, down at the bottom of the stage going, oh my God, there's so many people there. We got on stage, and you just, like, because they're all screaming and making noise, it's just great.
Yeah.
What happens if you do fluff? Because I've been fluffing all through today's show, and I just think, oh, you just have to get over it. Like, but how does it feel?
That's what you have to do. Yeah,
people
it?
Don't even notice.
No,
to be honest with you. As long as you cover it.
Like, if you make a bit of a joke out of it as well, I think it gets them on your side, because you're just an idiot human like the rest of us.
Humanizes
a few dress malfunctions.
And
a couple of falls, but normally we just laugh it off. It's all you can do, isn't it?
It is, yeah. What have you got lined up for the next year then, the next 12 months?
Well, we've got a few Christmas light switch-ons coming up over the winter, and then next year we'll probably be gigging a lot more, but right now it's like more about the promoting, getting the album out there and just getting people to hear it with the Christmas light switch ons and stuff. So, but next year we'll probably be doing more of the same thing we've done this year, but hopefully on a bigger level.
Yeah, we're like hoping to do another school tour, aren't we, but on a bigger level, maybe to go to different counties, wherever, and like just the festivals and stuff like normal, won't it?
Yeah,
we'll be pushing the album to the record labels as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there'll be some interested of management companies, maybe even like we've been in talks with going abroad as well, you know, Germany and places like that,
doing a European tour. I think that would definitely be on my list of
it's way up there.
I must tour the continent, I'm afraid.
Go where the sun.
So if people want to follow you on Twitter or find out more about your music or like when your albums are out or even listen to your music, how can they do that?
We have a Facebook and a Twitter page which are updated all the time by us three out there. So all us gigs, news, pictures, videos, everything are on there. But like Amy said, we have got the website.
www.thebonbons.com, and you can buy our album from there. Mm-hmm.
Everything's on there, and there's links. There's links on the. You're better off going actually on the website, because then there's links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything. And then we're obviously individually on Facebook and Twitter, so you can add us there.
Brilliant.
Find out what we're up to.
Or not. Well, good luck with Monday's massive gig.
Yeah.
Probably won't have too many wardrobe malfunctions. It's just not the leather for it, is it?
No,
it's just
definitely not.
No. Big jacket.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
With the album.
Thank you.
You.